102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
All right, we are on with Holly this morning. Good morning, Holly. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Hey, it's great to be here, Dream Team.
Hi.
All right. Yeah, we appreciate you reaching out. Now, you're going to be seeking a pardon from your coworker, Jack. You guys work at a department store together. Now, before the little drama happened between you guys, what kind of coworker was Jack, and how is he as a person?
You know, we get along really great, and when he's focused, he's a great worker.
Mm-hmm.
But I just noticed that he was spending a lot of time in the bathroom,
okay.
And I didn't know what that was about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's about him going to the bathroom.
But he was in there for almost an hour one time.
Yeah, it was a little excessive in your view. It was a little bit too much.
Oh, we got the potty police in the house. Okay, Holly.
Okay, so they're on the clock, Rudy. You understand that. Now, however, you're going to be seeking a pardon this morning because you found something out after you kind of confronted him in a meeting. And what was that all about, and why are you seeking a pardon this morning?
Well, since he was spending so much time in the bathroom, I'm thinking, is he checking his social media? Is he goofing off? What's going on? And I noticed even a few times he updated his status, you know, while he was on the clock.
Okay.
So then I just kind of, I do go off on him at this meeting. And he was really embarrassed. He didn't really say anything. And my boss told me later he actually has irritable bowel syndrome, which I did not know.
See, Holly, that's why you got to keep your nose in your own business.
The whole time that he's in the bathroom at work, you're thinking he's in there just wasting time playing around, but he actually has a condition that makes it, So how did you feel when you found that information out, Miss Holly?
You know, I feel really bad, but how would I know that? I had no way of knowing that, so that's why I'm asking for a pardon. I'm hoping he'll understand my ignorance and we can, you know, have a good working relationship again.
Now, you say he didn't really respond that day. How has the relationship at work been since then?
It's been a little silly.
Well, yeah, you embarrassed him.
Yeah.
Put all his business out there in the streets.
Yeah.
So you're actually going to be seeking a pardon from Jack. You're going to explain to him that you didn't know that he had a condition, and you're going to see if he's going to grant you a pardon this morning.
Yeah, I really hope he does.
You should, though, Holly, because, I mean, even though you didn't know, but, yeah, that's he had no control over what was going on. So
absolutely.
And also, how would you know he was updating his status on social media without checking your own social media? How about that, Holly? Maybe you're spending a little too much time on social
media. She's a clocker.
Well, here's the thing. If he's going to be in there a while, I might as well go ahead and put a status up. I mean, come on. I know I'm going to be here for a while. So
location,
I mean,
on the John.
Yes. So we're going to get Jack on the line right now. You're going to explain your case to him, present yourself to him. We're going to give him some time, and then he's going to make a decision on whether or not he's going to pardon you today. How is that, Holly?
That's great. Thank you so much.
Good morning, Jack. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Hey, good morning.
All right. We have a young lady by the name of Holly with us this morning. Do you know a Holly?
Yeah. Yes, I know.
Oh, yeah. You heard that deep breath?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I understand there's a little tension between you guys as of late. However, before that, what was the relationship like as coworkers?
All right. I think I know what this is about. Honestly, she's a coworker, and I feel like she just doesn't know personal boundaries. You know, she wants to know everyone's business kind of deal. And I mean, I don't know what she told you, but I feel like she kind of brought something up in a meeting. Something very personal about me was, you know,
right.
It's kind of aired
she told
out.
Us.
Mm-hmm.
Very...
Yeah.
She
all
aired
right.
it out, so to speak.
Right. You said that she does it to everyone. Was it just you, or has she done this to other people in the workplace?
As far as I know, I'm the only one that she's gone to HR about.
Okay.
You know, like,
wow.
But I do know that she, like, she does tend to go around and, like, ask people's business and then tell the other people what's going on. Kind of like a gossip. I have to say it's kind of unprofessional. And frankly, I wish she would mind her own business. This is uncomfortable in every way. I didn't want everyone at the office to know that I have.
Right.
Right, of course.
And honestly, it's nobody's business. If I do my job,
okay.
And I do.
Well,
no,
Jack,
that's all
here's
that
the thing.
Matter.
We have Holly on the line this morning. She just wants to speak to you for a few moments, if you would allow her to do that. And what we're going to do is give you a few moments to think about it, and we're going to ask you to make a decision. How's that?
Okay.
All right, Holly,
all right.
You have Jack on the line. Go ahead and speak.
Hey, Jack. So I know I'm such a jerk. I'm really sorry about everything that happened. You know, I'm someone that a hard worker. I take my job really seriously, and I try to be a team player. And I guess I misunderstood the situation, and I embarrassed you, and I'm really sorry for that because it has been cool working with you, and I'm sorry that I messed that up. I really hope you'll forgive me.
Jack, how do you feel?
I mean, thanks for saying that. you like working with me, but I'm sorry, no. So I just didn't know, Jack.
Yeah. Holly, let me ask you a question. Holly, why didn't you like pull Jack to the side and say, hey, you know, not that he owed
well,
you
in the bathroom all the time. She can't pull him to the side.
No, but I'm saying not that he owed you an explanation, even if you asked. But why didn't you feel that you could have went to him and said, hey, you know what? I noticed, you know, during the shift that you're in the bathroom a lot. You didn't feel that you could come to him as a coworker?
Yeah, I mean, of course, in hindsight, I'm like, I totally mishandled this. I should have just had it as a one-on-one thing. It's just in the meeting, I was feeling like it needed to come out, and it came out.
Well, that's what it was doing. It was coming out. It was coming out. That was,
you're telling
that
Jack.
That wasn't a problem.
Hey, Jack, when Holly brought up your boo-boo breaks at the meetings, how embarrassing was that? Like, was she being real specific in detail, or what was going on?
No, she was just saying that I spent a lot of time there and then sort of, like, throwing it up to everyone, like, what could I possibly be doing in there? And honestly, I feel like if it was actual concern, you would have come to me one-on-one. But you mm-hmm. didn't.
I understand his part of it, too, because, you know, that is not something that you want everybody to know. But some
such one of a the, sensitive subject.
Right. But one of the managers did know and approached her and told her the reason, right?
Yes.
Oh.
Right. So did you feel that you owe him an apology at that point? Did you apologize to him, Holly, in the office or go to him then? Or was this the first time you wanted to reach out and apologize to him?
I think I was embarrassed, so I didn't give him the full apology that he deserved at the time. And then I came to you guys, and here we are.
Oh.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of minding the business that pays you, Holly? I mean, there's this good advice. Mind the business that pays you. And now you're in here in people's business, and you're looking stupid on the radio.
Holly.
Holly, this is the same thing you did in the meeting. You can just come up to me and apologize. You have to call a radio station and have an audience for this. What is wrong? I honestly, this is twice now.
Wow.
You're really airing my business in front of other people is what you're doing. Again.
Wow, first the break room, now the entire
Bay
Area.
Are you ready, Holly? Go ahead and talk to my man, Jack.
Hey, Jack. So I guess I let myself get kind of caught up in, like, this resentment that was completely unwarranted. I thought, you know, maybe I was working harder than you or spending more time working than you, and it just, I had no idea about your medical condition. I handled it completely the wrong way, and then I handled it completely the wrong way again by, like, putting it on the radio, and so now I just, I don't know. It would just really help me if you would pardon me. But, I mean, I kind of understand if you can at this point because it has gotten so crazy. But I am truly sorry.
You're just messing up left and right, Holly.
Jack, she got two strikes. The third one going to be a billboard. You might want to have to give her a go and give her a pardon, man. I'm serious. So you heard what Holly had to say, Jack?
No. I think you need to mind your own business. Leave me alone. Don't go to HR about anything with me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wow. So how
I feel. Honestly, I feel like you just did it twice to me now, so absolutely not.
Right. Why don't you tell everybody about Holly's rash on her back, Jack? Let's talk about that for a little bit.
See? There's, like, I don't do that to people. Mm-hmm. And if I had an issue with someone, I would go to them one-on-one and not air out in front of other people and embarrass them. No.
So, well, I guess you're a better person than me. I don't know.
Holly, don't give up on yourself. I mean, work on yourself.
Yeah.
Don't tap
Learn
out.
From this.
Yeah, this is a teaching moment. So we're sorry you're not getting a pardon this morning, Holly. Jack, we wish you good luck with your condition. We know that it is a real thing, and we weren't trying to make fun of you, man. We know that it's real. You know, we're just bringing this to the radio. And I know it kind of surprised you as well. So we understand that it was so serious you could not grant a pardon. This is how it goes, Bay Area, every single weekday morning, 6:10 and 8:10. We do it. It's called to beg your pardon. Sometimes you get a pardon, sometimes you don't. But it's 102.9 KBLX, the best old school throwbacks in R&B.